Before performing a baptism, the priest approached the young father of the child and said solemnly, "Baptism is a serious step. Are you prepared for it?" "I think so," the man replied. "My wife has made appetizers and we have a caterer coming to provide plenty of cookies and cakes for all our guests." "I don't mean that," the priest responded. "I mean, are you prepared spiritually?" "Oh, sure," came the reply. "I have got a keg of beer and case of whiskey." The baptism had been practiced for centuries among the Jews as a ritual equivalent to our confession. Until the fall of the temple in 70 AD, it was common for Jewish people to use a special pool called mikveh, literally a collection of water, as a means of spiritual cleansing to remove spiritual impurity and sin. Men took this bath weekly, on the eve of the Sabbath, women monthly. Converts were also expected to take this bath before entering Judaism. The Orthodox Jews still retain the rite. John preached that such a bath was a necessary preparation for the cataclysm that would be wrought by the coming Messiah. Jesus transformed this continuing ritual into the one single definitive act by which we begin our life of faith. In effect, he fused his divine essence with the water and the ceremony. Jesus' baptism by John was the acceptance and the beginning of his mission as God's suffering servant. He allowed himself to be numbered among sinners. Jesus submitted himself entirely to his Father's will. Out of love, he consented to his baptism of death for the remission of our sins. Many fathers of the church explain that Jesus received baptism to identify himself with his people, who, as a result of John's preaching for the first time in Jewish history, became aware of their sins and of their need for repentance. Jesus might have been waiting for this most opportune moment to begin his public ministry. The fathers of the church point out that the words which the voice of the Heavenly Father speaks are similar to Psalm chapter 2, verse 17, which says, "This is my beloved Son," and to Isaiah 42:1, referring to the suffering servant with whom I am well pleased, revealing Jesus' mission of saving mankind by his suffering and death. Jesus' baptism by John was a mystical experience that Jesus felt deep within his soul at the crucial turning point of his life. The opening of the heavens with the Holy Spirit descending as a dove upon Jesus and the voice declaring of him, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased," are God's revelation to mankind of the mystery that he is triune. The presence of the triune God at this baptism reveals Jesus' true identity and mission. The heavens opening also indicates that this was a moment of God's powerful intervention in human history and in the life of his Son. His baptism by John was a very important event in the life of Jesus. First, it was a moment of decision. It marked the end of Jesus' private life, which had prepared him for his public ministry. Second, it was a moment of identification with his people in their Godward movement initiated by John the Baptist. Third, it was a moment of approval. Jesus might have been waiting for a signal of approval from his Heavenly Father, and during his baptism, Jesus got this approval of himself as the Father's beloved Son. Fourth, It was a moment of conviction. At this baptism, Jesus received certainties, that is, assurances from heaven about his identity. He was the chosen one and the beloved Son of God, and the nature of his mission. His mission of saving mankind would be fulfilled not by conquering the Romans, but by becoming the suffering servant of God, namely taking the cross. Fifth, it was a moment of equipment. When he has descended on Jesus in the form of a dove, that is, symbol of gentleness, the Holy Spirit equipped Jesus with the power of preaching the good news, that is, God is a loving Father who wants to save all human beings from their sins through his Son Jesus. Most of us dipped the fingers of our right hand into the holy water font and blessed ourselves whenever we come into the church. Why do we do? This blessing is supposed to remind us of our baptism, that I have been redeemed by the cross of Christ, that I have been made a member of God's family, and that I have been washed, forgiven, cleansed, and purified by the blood of the Lamb. Let us thank him for the privilege of being joined to his mission of preaching the good news by our transparent Christian lives of love, mercy, service, and forgiveness.